Love of God is intoxicating. Spiritual life is not about dry theories or constant struggle, strain, and self-denial. It is about profound experiences and exhilarating intoxication. Why should we cheat ourselves? We all want to love and be loved. We all want to experience the heights of pleasure. Ultimately, reduced to its simplest form, that is what spiritual life is about. The highest enjoyment, the greatest pleasure, and the most intense sense gratification, but far beyond the material level. We perform various austerities, rituals, and practices to prepare ourselves to transcend the shadows and images of this material world and attain the glories of the spiritual realm. Remember that all living entities seek love, happiness, and pleasure, including people who behave in distorted or destructive ways. Can you imagine how intense your pleasure could be once all the barriers and limitations to its pure attainment were removed? We can gain a tiny glimpse of such a state when we experience a powerful, overwhelming feeling for someone we care about. So why should we hesitate to move closer to God and experience greater levels of pleasure? When we begin to enter into higher states of consciousness, the physical body may not be able to contain the ecstatic experiences which are literally beyond this material realm. Yet, although ecstasy is quite an intoxicating experience, it is only an initial aspect of the process of developing pure love of God. The feelings, symptoms, and experiences of pure love of God are actually far beyond this level. As we grow spiritually, we develop a sweet competition with God in which the more we try to serve the Lord, the more He is eager to bless and receive us. In such a situation, we feel such deep love for and reciprocation from the Lord that we believe He cares for no one but us. In this state of consciousness, we do not mind whether we are in heaven or in hell because we know that we are loved. Every moment is an experience of giving ever greater love to the divinity and receiving it back in overwhelming quantity. The beauty of spiritual life is that we can attract divine grace from the Lord, and once we have received it, we can share that grace with others. If we encourage other people by offering our experiences and realizations, they may think, "I too want to experience this. I want to be free from my miseries, or at least not bothered by them. I want to have balance in my life and not feel torn in different directions." To lead a life on several different tracks is schizophrenic. We should not shatter ourselves like that, but instead integrate ourselves around these essential questions. How much do I love God? How much do I want His full grace and blessings?